Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, chance of sprinkles, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, upper 40s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds in the upper 20s, winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, again, upper 40s, with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the lower 30s. As we enter Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures around 55. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A 34-year-old convicted sex offender is jailed on $1 million bond after a Great Bend girl contacted police about an alleged sexual offense. Great Bend police say Nicholas Schwartfeger was arrested yesterday and booked into the Barton County Jail on possible charges of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. Police say a teenage girl reported an incident involving Schwartfeger back in September to officials at Great Bend Middle School. The Great Bend Tribune reports school officials said the incident didn't happen on school grounds, and Schwartfeger is not a district employee. A vice chancellor at East Carolina University, experienced in building research campuses, will become the new president of Wichita State University. The Kansas Board of Regents announced yesterday that Jay Golden will assume the job in January. He replaces John Bardot, who led the university from 2012 until his death in March of this year. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Hello, Miranda.
Ford F-150 is terrific. Now, let's get specific.
Okay. The high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 has best-in-class towing.
For campers and boats, for homecoming floats.
And best-in-class torque.
F-150 is packing what the competition is lacking.
Nicely done.
Enjoyed it a ton.
The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR, based on Ford segmentation.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
Police in Garden City looking for a male suspect who allegedly sexually assaulted a woman near Garden City Community College. Police in Garden were called out around 9:30 to St. Catherine Hospital in Garden City, where they met with a woman who told them she had been sexually assaulted at her vehicle, which was parked near the area of Garden City Community College. The woman, who's not been identified, says she was approached from behind by an unknown man who forced her into her vehicle and sexually assaulted her. The Garden City Police Department requesting assistance from anyone who may have seen anything Wednesday night to contact law enforcement. UPS is looking for seasonal workers, literally thousands of them. The company looking to hire nearly 100,000 workers for the holidays. UPS holding more than 185 job fairs across the nation today, one of them in Lenexa, Kansas. UPS says many people will be offered jobs on the spot, full and part-time positions available from package handlers to drivers. Mid-America Network News.
If your carpet is old, dingy, dirty, and worn out, visit Dezeen Enterprises in Washington. It's the perfect time to update your flooring with the warmth and comfort that carpet adds, because Shawmark Anything Goes and select Mohawk carpets are on sale now. Shawmark is stylish, resilient, and backed by the industry's best warranty and has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Mohawk carpets feature the latest technology for superior stain and wear resistance. Dezeen Enterprises can help you choose the best carpet for your needs and save you money while doing it. Hurry in before the sale ends.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A judge says a man who authorities say killed six members of a Nebraska family more than 40 years ago will remain in state care. Lincoln District Judge Michael Piccolo ruled this. Old Irvin Charles Simmons remains mentally ill and dangerous. That based upon a diagnosis by experts at the State Psychiatric Hospital in Lincoln. The judge also ruled against moving Simmons to an inpatient or nursing home environment to deal with his health problems. Prosecutors say Simmons shot Henry and Audrey Kelly, their son David, and three of their grandchildren in 1975 at the Kelly's home in Sutherland. North Dakota regulators say the Keystone Pipeline leaked more than 383,000 gallons of oil in the northeastern part of the state. The company says the spill has been contained and its cause is unknown. Nebraska, Mid-America, Network News.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save money while you're doing it? This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Before you put away your equipment for the winter, schedule it for an AGCO PM360 inspection. They will be inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will have the peace of mind knowing that your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing your uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, the repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1 year of warranty on the parts and 6 months warranty on the labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 10% off on all AGCO parts, but with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind that you need and deserve all season long.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Enrollment is now open for health insurance through the federal marketplace, continuing through December 15th. To enroll or check options through the marketplace, visit healthcare.org. Local county extension offices will be accepting appointments and offering Medicare Part D enrollment assistance clinics this next month. Contact your local county extension office for details. The Kansas Corporation Commission cold weather rule is now in effect through the end of March. Kansans who are past due on utility bills and in danger of disconnection may contact their utility provider for payment arrangements. The rule applies to residential customers only of electric and natural gas in the state. Marysville Police Chief Todd Ackerman rose in frustration Monday at the Marysville City Council meeting after announcement that Officer David Oldie had submitted his resignation to accept a post with the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center in Hutchinson. That, in addition to other recent departures, leaves the force at half staff. Ackerman challenged the council for a solution, which he says hinges on an increase in salary, particularly starting salary for experienced officers who may consider joining the department. Recent budget negotiations and discussions have included salary adjustment, but none are scheduled for the remainder of 2019. Mayor Carla Grund asked for guidance for 2020, but offered no concrete solutions. Consideration of moving back a new vehicle purchase next year for the department appeared to be a short-term fix. An option of reducing staff, which would result in less than 24/7 patrol of the community, met resistance from the chief. Ackerman indicated that he would work with City Administrator Austin St. John for a compromise solution before the next council meeting. The worship service Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Washington Presbyterian Church will mark the 150-year anniversary for the first church organized in Washington. Established in 1869, the congregation is served by Reverend Shannon Borgman as part of the Oregon Trail Presbyterian Ministry. Irving Berlin's White Christmas in Concert will be featured Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Local performers will sing Christmas songs from famous musicals. The program is free and open to the public Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Herna A. Zink, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial Saturday at 3:30 at the Fairview Cemetery, Phillipsburg, Kansas. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Erna Zink. Vida Mae Shell, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 4, at Kinsley Mortuary. Family will receive friends Friday, 6 until 7:30 at the church, with a rosary at 7:30. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Vida Mae Shell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a hamburger, potato wedges, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and pineapple. Monday, beef stroganoff, mashed potatoes, carrots, French bread, and plums. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Welcome to the Holiday Open House in Frankfort. Get in the holiday mood with Elsie Grace's fantastic food mixes and homemade fudge, the greenery and Christmas decor at the Treasure Chest, and introducing the Altstadt Gallery European Antique Shop, unusual gifts for the unusual person. Join them for specials Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5, for the Holiday Open House in Frankfort.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a quick cold front making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest associated with a low pressure system that is up in Canada. It looks like some areas just going to see a little bit of some cloud cover. Some areas could see a little bit of some isolated rain showers, sprinkles across the central parts of the Midwest, across the upper parts of the Midwest, some scattered rain and snow showers as we head through the day into tonight and lingering into tomorrow. Otherwise, high pressure system will build as we head into the weekend, bringing us sunny skies and quiet weather, and that will continue into the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast for today, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of sprinkles, upper 40s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, decreasing clouds in the upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. Again, we'll see highs in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 30s. As into Sunday, mostly sunny, warmer, mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early November 63, record high on this date 88 in 1950. The average low 40 and the record low is 19 in 1993. Sunset this evening 6:22, sunrise the morning at 7:51. 32 degrees with calm winds this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday. It's the 1st of November. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you hungry and a little old burger just won't do?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Are you hungry and don't have a lot of time to wait? Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has you covered. Get in and get out and get a great meal with all the fixings. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
An undrafted player makes history and a top 25 upset. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On Thursday night football, Niners quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo was hot in the desert, connecting with Emmanuel Sanders seven times for 112 yards. Garoppolo tossed a career-high four touchdowns against the Cards in their 28-25 win.
Garoppolo under center, got a quick snap of play action, throws out, caught by Emmanuel Sanders! Touchdown! San Francisco!
On KNBR, San Francisco stays perfect at 8-0 for the second time in franchise history. NBA Heat guard Kendrick Nunn scored a career-high 28 points in a 106-97 win over the Hawks. Through five games, he has scored 112 points, the most by an undrafted player in NBA history. Connie Hawkins scored 105 with the Phoenix Suns in 1969. Kawhi Leonard scored 38 in his return as the Clippers beat the Spurs 103-97. To the Big Easy, Nuggets forward Michael Porter Jr. finished with 15 points after sitting out all of last season to recover from back surgery, but 51 combined points from Jahlil Okafor and Brandon Ingram spoiled the debut.
Into the front court, Ingram all the way in! Tomahawk with a right hand! Ran it in, baby!
On WRNO, Pelicans win 122-107. College football, number 20 Appalachian State, stunned by unranked division foe Georgia Southern, which racked up 335 yards on the ground in the 24-21 upset.
You can hear the yelling from the booth next door. Georgia Southern defeats number 20 Appalachian State 24-21. For the first time in a dozen years, they have scaled the mountain and they have planted that GS flag.
On Learfield, IMG, Mountaineers' 13-game winning streak snapped. 12th-ranked Baylor hung on to beat West Virginia 17-14. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Area 8-man teams rolled to victories in Week 9 high school football action Thursday. Hanover shut out Pike Valley 48-0 at the half. Frankfurt downed Rock Hills 54-8 at the half. Hanover hosts Frankfurt in a rematch next Friday. Axtell shut out Lakeside Downs 52-0 at the half. St. John's Tipton took Onega 50-0 at the half. Axtell kicks off at Beloit versus St. John's next Friday. Washington County Tigers season came to an end at St. Francis Thursday, 46-0. In 1A elimination action, Valley Heights took Jeff County North 60-34 and will rematch with Jackson Heights next Friday. The Cobras shut out Waubonsie 42-0. Southeast Nebraska scores saw Diller Odell fall to Falls City Sacred Heart 60-6 and Southern lost to Tri-County 40-12, ending their seasons. Friday evening, Centralia's host to Troy and Marysville entertains Jeff West. Both games kick off at 7. Bulldog football live on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app. Friday broadcast schedule, Valley Heights Volleyball. Matches at 3:30, 5:30, and 8:30, live on FM 95.5. Marysville hosting Jefferson West in high school football. Kickoff at 7 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Volleyball and football streaming as well on our website and our mobile app. A special Cape Reps Friday edition highlights Kansas high school football. It'll begin tonight at 6:20 ahead of our pregame show on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Chile's cancellation of the November APEC summit shouldn't change the outlook for trade talks with China. Planned for November 16th and 17th, Chile canceled the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit to focus on restoring law and order in the country. According to Reuters, President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping were set to sign a so-called Phase 1 agreement along the sidelines of the event. However, President Trump Thursday said China and the U.S. were working on selecting a new site for signing the agreement, and the new location would soon be announced. The Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson downplayed any concern, adding the U.S. and China remain constant in communication in working towards signing the agreement. Trump says the Phase 1 agreement includes roughly 60% of the total deal sought by the United States. The agreement also covers $40 to $50 billion of U.S. agricultural exports to China over the next 2 years. In other trade talk, USDA reports a U.S. trade mission to West Africa is showing some results.
A four-day U.S. ag trade mission to Ghana in West Africa is wrapping up now. One of its missions, of course,
to unlock new trade opportunities here for U.S. agriculture in West Africa.
Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Steve Sensky is leading the mission participants, over 40 of them representing all kinds of food and agricultural products. Sensky telling reporters Wednesday,
these representatives have held over 487 business-to-business meetings where they have met with buyer representatives.
Buyers not just from Ghana but other African nations. Those meetings so far
have generated 12-month sales that are projected to be at least $11.5 million. We expect that figure to grow, again, as there's more follow-on and we get more of the survey results.
But already, Sensky says he's
very pleased with this trade mission overall.
That's Steve Sensky and USDA's Gary Crawford. And I'm Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Chile's cancellation of the November APEC summit should not change the outlook for trade talks with China planned for November 16th and 17th. Chile canceled the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit to focus on restoring law and order in their country. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping were set to sign a so-called Phase 1 agreement along the sidelines of that event. President Trump yesterday said China and the U.S. were working on selecting a new site for signing the agreement, and a new location will be announced soon. Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson downplayed any concern, adding the U.S. and China remain in constant communication in working towards signing the agreement. Trump said the Phase 1 agreement includes roughly 60% of the total deal sought by the U.S. The agreement also covers $40 to $50 billion of U.S. ag exports to China over the next 2 years.
Farm bankruptcies are at the highest level seen since 2011. Data compiled by the American Farm Bureau Federation shows farm bankruptcies surging 24% since the trade war with China began. For the 12-month period ending September of 2019, Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies totaled 580 filings, the highest level since 676 filings in 2011. Farm Bureau Chief Economist John Newton points out that bankruptcy filings over the last 12 months were highest in Wisconsin at 48, followed by 37 in Georgia, Nebraska, and Kansas. Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Virginia all experienced Chapter 12 bankruptcies at above or at the 10-year high. USDA currently projects farm income in 2019 to reach $88 billion, the highest net farm income since 2014's $92 billion, but still 29% below 2013's record high. Nearly 40% of that income, roughly $33 billion, related to trade and disaster assistance, along with crop insurance programs. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. And let's talk about making hay after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
At the World Dairy Expo in Madison recently, our friend and colleague Orion Samuelson had a chance to talk about the very important hay industry.
Let's make hay. We do it every year at World Dairy Expo. And we talked to Amy Freeberg from South Dakota, the immediate past president of the National Hay Association. So it was a challenging year for corn producers and soybean producers and a lot of other producers. How was it for hay producers?
You know, it was no less challenging for us. It was just a really difficult year. We thought last year in 2018 that was our difficult year, and we were really happy for that year to go away, but 19 just turned out to be even worse for us. You know, between the flooding and the winter kill, our particular company went from 2,500 acres down to less than 300. So it was difficult.
Well, now you just concluded the annual meeting. How many years?
This next year will be in our 125th year, and we've met annually every year with the exception of 2 years during World War II. So we're very proud of that.
You should be. That's a long time for an organization as such as yours to be around. Looking ahead, what do you see price-wise for hay in the coming year with the challenge we have this year?
Yeah, we went into this year in the spring of this year and just really cleaned out the stock. You know, sometimes you have carryover. We were scrambling for hay even in April and then May for sure coming into the new year. Then, of course, you know, it just won't quit raining. And it's not just here. I mean, there's a big part of the United States that's just had plenty of moisture. And, of course, that's impact quality for sure.
What about the export market? Still doing well?
The export market seems to be doing fine. They've found some new places to send hay, less to China just because of the restrictions, but that market was kind of pulling back anyway. India is a new market that they're working on. Japan, Vietnam, Dubai. I mean, they're sending hay out of the country. We're just looking forward to, I guess that's the optimism of a farmer, but we're just looking forward to, you know, more really nice hay growing years, and we need the weather to kind of settle, and it will. It always does.
Always does. Amy Freeberg, immediate past president of the National Hay Association at World Dairy Expo.
Thank you, Big O. Back after this.
With the fall season comes lots of changes. Football, tailgate parties, and apple cider. It also means farmers will be busy harvesting crops and sowing wheat, so farm equipment will be a common occurrence on your highways and country roads. Farm equipment may be wider than one lane or even wider than the road and traveling at slower speeds. So please be patient and pass with care as they try to move their equipment safely from one field to the next. Here at Alliance Insurance, we wish everyone a safe and enjoyable fall season.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
729 from KNDY, 32 degrees, winds are calm this morning. Highs middle 40s and a gradual warm-up through the weekend with sunshine on tap Saturday and Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The Chiefs aren't the only ones that hope Patrick Mahomes plays against Minnesota on Sunday. Vikings counterpart Kirk Cousins also wants to see the league MVP back on the field after missing last week's game while recovering from a dislocated kneecap. If Mahomes can't go, Matt Moore will make his second straight start for Kansas City. The Royals have hired Mike Matheny as manager. The 49-year-old Matheny was manager of the cross-state St. Louis Cardinals from 2012 to 18, going 5-91 and 4-74, and becoming the first manager to reach the postseason his first four seasons. Matheny was fired in July of last year by the Cardinals. He was hired last November by the Royals as special advisor for player development. He'll take over for Ned Yost, who announced his retirement last month. A new day, a new month, a different quarterback for the Chiefs, and a new manager for the Royals. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State Volleyball takes on TCU at 6:30 p.m. this Saturday, November 2nd, for our annual Dollar Night. All tickets and select concessions are just $1. Get your dollar tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Be in Ahern Fieldhouse for Dollar Night as the Cats take on the Horned Frogs Saturday night, November 2nd. Go Cats!
Area 8-man teams rolled to victories in Week 9 high school football action Thursday. Hanover shut out Pike Valley 48-0 at the half. Frankfort down to Rock Hills 54-8 at the half. Hanover hosts Frankfort in a rematch next Friday. Axtell shut out Lakeside Downs 52-0 at the half. St. John's Tipton took Onega 50-0 at the half. Axtell kicks off at Beloit versus St. John's next Friday. Washington County Tigers season came to an end at St. Francis Thursday, 46-0. In 1A elimination action, Valley Heights took Jeff County North, 60-34, and will rematch with Jackson Heights next Friday. The Cobras shut out Waubunsee, 42-0. Southeast Nebraska scores saw Diller Odell fall to Falls City Sacred Heart, 60-6, and Southern lost to Tri-County, 40-12, ending their seasons. Friday evening, Centralia's host to Troy, and Marysville entertains Jeff West. Both games kick off at 7. Bulldog football live on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app. 1A and 2A state volleyball tournaments begin Friday at Dodge City. Pool play in the 1A division Friday morning, 2A division Friday afternoon. 4th seed Valley Heights Lady Mustangs meet 5th seed Smith Center at 3:30. Valley Heights squares off with 8th seed Garden Plain at 5:30, and Valley Heights will face top seed Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan this evening at 8:30. We'll have all the matches Friday with continuing action Saturday live on KNDY FM 95.5, streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
We're now joined by Valley Heights head volleyball coach Susan Steinfurt. Coach, you went through your sub-state bracket as the number one seed without even losing a set, and you haven't lost a game since September 28th. Your team really seems to be on a roll right now.
Yes, they are. One of our words this year has been refine. We've had a theme like fire refines gold. And first we were in the fire, you know, just getting ready. And then second part of that season was refining, and we've been doing that. And then the last part is gold, what we're kind of looking to our end result, I guess. So they've just been kind of refining and kind of, I think, layering on those little things that need to be worked out. And as they do that, they just kind of increasingly play better and better.
You enter the state tournament with a 36-4 record. As I said, haven't lost a match since September 28th. That was to a very good team out of Nebraska, Diller Odell. And you also entered the state volleyball tournament as the 4 seed. So what is it going to take for your team to continue to do well as you head to the state tournament?
You know, I think it's just playing the way we've been playing, going in with confidence, which I think that's really not the factor that it was last year, just because they're confident. They've been behind in tough matches and tough sets and come back to win those. That's just been a real factor in, as far as boosting them and driving them forward. Just their determination to kind of redeem from what happened last year at the state tournament. And this is a super competitive group of girls, and I know that they're going to do what it takes to be successful. Some of that is just in the serving arena, just making sure that we serve tough. And then just unforced errors, limiting that as much as possible, and then just getting our blocking and defense where it needs to be. But I'm really very confident in that. I think they're going to go in and do the best they can and put them in a place to be successful.
Of course, besides Valley Heights, what are some of the other teams to look out for in the state tournament?
Well, we do feel like we're in a very strong part of the pool. Of course, Garden Plain is going in as the 8th seed, but they were state champions last year. They play very tough competition, several wins from people who are also going to state tournaments as well. Pittsburgh Colgan is obviously the 1 seed with 2 losses. Again, they play tough competition and have bigger schools in their league. Smith Center also in our pool, and we feel pretty compatible to them, but as well, they're a really solid team. And then looking on the other side of the bracket too, there's just all kinds of good records, and we feel like really good competition at 2A state tournament, but kind of what we talk about, we're tough too, and we play tough teams night in and night out. We feel confident in who we play and how that prepares us.
We're speaking with Valley Heights head volleyball coach Susan Steinfurt. Coach, good luck at the state tournament.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Valley Heights head volleyball coach Susan Steinfurt here on KNDY.
Friday broadcast schedule, Valley Heights volleyball. Matches at 3:30, 5:30, and 8:30. Live on FM, 95.5. Marysville hosting Jefferson West in high school football. Kickoff at 7 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Volleyball and football streaming as well on our website and our mobile app. A special Cape Reps Friday edition highlights Kansas high school football. It'll begin tonight at 6:20 ahead of our pregame show on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
We are always anxious to check the weather lore for a new month. A look at some old-time proverbs for November on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare supplement insurance plans.